From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump issued a stern warning to Iran on Tuesday. He spoke to reporters at the White House. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president issued the warning as he met here at the White House with French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, who is lobbying him to stay in the multinational deal aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
They restart their nuclear program. They will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
He calls the Iran deal insane and ridiculous. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The president said the agreement to freeze Iran's nuclear program doesn't address Tehran's missile program or its attempt to stir up unrest in the region. On Tuesday, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned of severe consequences if the United States withdraws from the agreement. President Trump says he expects to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un very soon. On Tuesday, he praised Kim as being very open and very honorable.
I think we have a chance of doing something very special with respect to North Korea. Good for them, good for us, good for everybody.
President Trump said, "We've been told directly that they would like to have the meeting as soon as possible. We think that's a great thing for the world." Mr. Trump says the United States stands with the people of Armenia on Armenian Remembrance Day. That's the 103rd anniversary of the start of the massacre of Armenians at the hands of Ottoman Turks. By the time the forced deportation and massacre of Armenians from the Ottoman Empire ended in the early 1920s, more than 1.5 million people were dead. The president stopped short of calling the Armenian massacre a genocide, much like his predecessors in the White House. This is VOA News.